Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined this next segment by General Perry Wiggins, who is the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. I missed getting to speak with you last month. I wasn't here and really missed that opportunity. It's always fun to connect. How have you been lately?
I've been good. I mean, it's... Yeah, it's been kind of cold on and off, and like Kansas, it's going to stay that way, I think, for a little while. I've been out in the deer stand a few times, been able to decompress, so that's always been nice.
And I know you're a big college football fan, so I'd be remiss to ask you if what have you thought about this college football season? It's been kind of a strange one, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if you can really gauge college football this year nationally because. So many teams have been impacted by this virus and playing without players that are key and essential, to include our own K-State. So, I mean, this has been a challenging year. I just think folks ought to just sit back and enjoy what football is being played and not draw conclusions on the strength of the teams or their future based on this year. It's just quirky.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, it's obviously a challenging time, as you mentioned, for a lot of folks, including soldiers. I know that's not lost on many of us here. We were chatting via email earlier this week, and I coming up with some show topic ideas. And you know, last week I got a chance to see the video that they posted from the 1st Infantry Division of the Thanksgiving meal that they did for soldiers, and I thought that was a pretty neat deal. Unfortunately, it wasn't, you know, like it is most years where you can have your friends and your family over there to celebrate. It was just for soldiers only. And that has to be a rough this time of year. And I imagine we're going to see a lot more of that here during the Christmas season.
I think it is. You know, a lot of people, when we think about soldiers during the holidays, we think about those that are deployed. And fortunately for the 1st Infantry Division, we don't have a lot of soldiers that are deployed. There are some that are away from the installation. But when you look at really the population, the demographic of Fort Riley, those soldiers at Fort Riley are, majority of them are away from home. They're not from Kansas. If they are from Kansas, they're very fortunate because they're very close to home. But a number of them are from many thousands of miles away from home, and they're going to be experiencing the holidays as if they were deployed, to be honest, based on the current COVID restrictions that are out there. Some states are closed down. Some states have restrictions. And of course, the Infantry Division and General Sims, having to focus on readiness, he has to keep the force protection considerations in place. And that includes against a virus like the COVID-19. So he's got a balance, a very delicate balance this holiday season. And it's one that... I'm glad I'm sitting here in Chapman and not sitting there in the division headquarters at Fort Riley making those hard decisions.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. These are hard decisions. I mean, no one wants to tell you not to go see your family, but understanding the situation we're in, that's the most vital here in terms of public health.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what's fortunate is the soldiers and the population out there, they stay in physical shape. They're a demographic that's not nationally statistically impacted by this particular virus, but you got to be careful about spreading it and be good stewards and make sure you're not out there impacting the communities that surround our installations. And of course, these soldiers, if they go home, you got to take consideration that a lot of them are going home to parents and grandparents that are in that that demographic that can be significantly impacted by the virus. So this is tough. I tell people all the time, you know, the hardest thing about command and being a leader in the military, I think, is being sensitive and empathetic to the needs of our force and understanding that for some people, Christmas is a very joyous season and brings a very happy memories. And for others, it can be exactly the opposite. And people have lost loved ones or people have a very sad, melancholy feeling around the holidays. So you have to balance. You have to be able to approach people differently, and you have to maintain the pulse of your organization and our soldiers because there's a lot of anxiety and stress associated with the holidays for some of our service members.
Well, it looks like for the most part, the base, and probably this is true in most of the military bases around the country, are trying to do their best to make it feel like a like home for these soldiers when they have these celebrations like we saw on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think they are, and I think they're trying to maintain some sense of normalcy, albeit through through virtual means in some cases, like the Fort Riley tree lighting ceremony is, you know, virtual, so that the community can be involved and the soldiers can watch it and be a part of it. But, yeah, we try in the military, and we do a pretty good job of it, I think, try to bring home to the installation and bring that sense of family to the installation and to our soldiers, because we've all been through it. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, you know, General Wiggins, you don't know what a soldier feels like. Well, it took me 34 years to get to where I was when I retired. So those leaders out there have gone through their own test and have experiences through many years, and they understand what the soldiers go through.
We're speaking with General Perry Wiggins, the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here on In Focus. We have a caller here who has a comment. Robert, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for your services and your good intellect and well-spoken position. But I'm concerned about, with our future needs here up to the end of the year, about the, maybe calling out the Air Guard medical unit out of Topeka, or the training of our National Guard to be temporary morgue attendants. What needs to fill in with this dangerous, bad situation is escalating here in Kansas. Thank you for your consideration.
No, I appreciate it, Robert. And, you know, General Wishar, who is, of course, the Adjutant General of the state of Kansas, he's on top of this. And I am, as a former 5th Army commander, responsible for defense support to civil authorities and having responded to a lot of emergencies throughout the nation, to include hurricanes, I understand, and we never put soldiers into a situation without giving them the appropriate training, and we always let our civilian authorities know that we're standing by with certain skill sets to assist. And our National Guard here in the homeland does the heavy lifting, and we're very proud of our Kansas Guard, as I know all of our citizens are. And so, you know, they are responding to a number of things that goes under the radar here in the state of Kansas, to include wildfires. And so that's important for us to remember. And thank you very much for bringing that up.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been challenging, obviously. But as you look back on 2020, what has this year taught you anything new about what this pandemic has presented here?
Well, you know, I think I said it with the football analogy, I mean, just a few minutes ago. But I think what we got to be careful about doing is accepting this current environment as a new norm. I hear people use that all the time. I hear people saying we can use technology to basically accomplish a lot of the things that we were doing physically. But in the military, I think the physical touch points on the soldier and those organizations physically coming together is critical, because you unless you're a UAS pilot or some of those other type skills that are similar, you don't fight and win our nation's wars virtually, and a lot of times with technology. Technology enables the military soldier. But soldiers coming together and standing on point for our nation is done with personal contact, interaction, and relationships. And I think that's critical for our leaders to not go too far based on this current environment and understand that we've got to figure out how we find a medium there and a balance that gets at our warfighting missions.
Yeah, no question about it. That's tough. You can't replace everything with virtual events, and unfortunately, that's what we've kind of gotten used to here in 2020. But I totally agree with that. I mean, it's you kind of miss it. I mean, we're humans. We're social creatures by nature.
Well, you know, the thing I think, Brandon, we got to really take into consideration is our adversaries are still out there. Mm-hmm. Those folks that want to attack our freedoms and our liberties and absolutely despise America because we're a shining light. And I say that, and a lot of people go, well, you know, I truly believe that the United States is a shining light and the greatest, country on this planet. There are people still out there that are looking at vulnerabilities and trying to figure out where they can attack us. And with this virus, it just creates a more complex and challenging position and enables vulnerabilities and themes. We just got to stay on top of that. And I think our leaders are doing that. I think our military is absolutely understands that. That's why you still see guys like D.A. Sims out there working the training hard and making sure that we are doing the appropriate things to be ready if we get that call.
You know, looking ahead to the new year here, I know there's going to be probably some talks here about the defense budget going forward. How important is that to going forward in a year that has been challenging from an economic standpoint?
I think, you know, with the current environment and the political elections that just took place, the things that I think we got to be careful about is, you know, the military is gets moving and it kind of tries to create momentum in a lot of areas, a lot of programs, technology being one of those. And what we got to be careful about is when you impact the budget, you impact long-term planning and technology improvements at the 5, 7, 10, even 20 years out. We have to be very careful. We have to maintain the budget for the military. We have to maintain our force structure, and that's the size of the military, I think, and be careful about making too many snap decisions without taking our military professionals into consideration and bringing them in and getting their opinions. What we tend to do is when we get a new administration is we tend to impact the defense budget and not understand the second, third order effects long term for our military.
That would be something to keep watching here. I know that's big in the news right now, and I don't know exactly. I think Congress has advanced the bill recently, but still has some hurdles yet to clear. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more with General Wiggins after this on News Radio KMAN.